Judy Shepherd, and this is a true story. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. You never know when your past is going to show up and bite you in the butt. Honestly, I thought Great Balls of Fire was a slightly odd name for a tennis team, but that was my team for the next 6 weeks. So my partner for the match is this hottie late in his late 40s, maybe early 50s, and he has a confession. Judy, I've only been playing tennis intermittently for 2 years, and I'm trying out my new serve, which frankly I could tell ahead wasn't worth a damn. Nonetheless, I told it, hit it with your best shot, fire away. I won all my serves. No surprise, he lost all his. Can I buy you a drink for carrying me? Never one to turn down a drink from a hunky younger dude, I muttered, sure. Why do I always get so quiet around handsome men? So the usual subjects are addressed. He's an architect, and I'm building a house. He owned a house on Begonia, and I tried to buy one there. He's a financial advising, and I work for Dean Wetter-Reynolds. After asking how he went from architecture to financial advising, I got around asking him if he knew a company called DFA. And son of a bitch, he not only knew it, he knew all the main actors and the heavy hitters, i.e. Dan Wheeler and Russ, whatever Russ's last name. Knew them well, had gone on the road to do the dog and pony show, otherwise known as investment seminars. This guy must have quoted the opening of Dan's presentation for each seminar. I even knew Dan's daughter, Debbie. He was clearly overimpressed with Dan's presentations and the other big name economists they had as part of the group. Finally, I told the guy, Dan was my first husband and Debbie is my daughter. If only I could have read that guy's mind, he just stared at me as if the entire thing didn't compute. How could this old gray-haired broad ever be Dynamite Dan's wife? Gotta admit, I was a little rattled myself. Never since 1979 have I ever encountered anyone who knows Dan. I wanted to tell the guy that he plays tennis the way Dan did when we first met. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.